From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors de Sabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
The Bible says now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. Yeah, it says Cruelis, vex. Verse 2 says what? And he killed James, with the brother of John, with a sword. This is Zebedee, isn't it? Yeah, this is a woman of Zebedee. Your two sons, one is gone now. Shawin, are you there? I'm sure this is the time that temptation comes upon your life. Maybe you should sing whilst I preach. Yeah. So he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. Verse 3. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. This morning we heard a very wonderful testimony. After the all night, Sister Charlene and Sister Trevisia were going home in the same car. And Sister Charlene said before she realized she was going into a trench. And by miraculous means, they just stopped short of the trench. And she said how she even came back on the road, she can't even remember how it all happened. You know, Saturday morning they could have gone to be with the Lord. So you don't know what some of these prayers are doing for people. You can't die after an all night. It's not possible. And I remember the Lord telling us that two people were going to die. You remember? So we're praying. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for Peter. So it's very important. Some of you can't stay up and pray for 1 hour. Just 1 hour. So I want to bless you. I want to bless you. I want to give you the opportunity to be prayerful. Did you understand? What happened in this scripture is not easy. You see, when we say four quaternions, you can look at the middle of it. let me. Let's look at it probably from the King James. The olive tree. Olive tree, for those of you who are Bible students. Is it verse 5? Verse 4. Verse 3. What is it? Verse 4. Quaternions. That's four Roman soldiers. A guard consisting of four soldiers. For among the Romans, this was the usual number of the guard to which the custody of captives and prisoners was entrusted. Two soldiers were confined with a prisoner and two kept guard outside. So Peter, who doesn't have a knife or fork or spoon, two guards are with him and two guards are outside. Just in case he beats the two and he leaves, there will be two outside waiting for him. But the Bible says that as the church prayed, the gate of the prison opened by itself. Peter was sleeping and then an angel came and tapped him and said, Peter, let's go. And he thought he was dreaming. He said, and behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him. This is when the church was praying. I said, this is when the church was praying. We have been praying. One of the things that we have been praying about is we've been praying about death. These Hindu people are drinking people's blood every year in this country. Some people have yearly sacrifices they need blood to pacify gods for. So around this time when people are killing chicken, people are killing pig and goats, people are also killing human beings. Accidents here, accidents there. Not so long ago, we heard of this accident in Friendship on the road, Friendship Road or East Bank Road, isn't it? Yeah. All of those things are blood that demons, which is the Hindus, they drink. The Hindus, the Opia people, the Islam, all these people are idol worshippers. You get it? So we started praying that no more blood drinking. And we read in the news the other day in a secret room. A guard was guarding some property in the dark somewhere. Then somebody just appears and says he wants blood to drink. It's very fantastic. Did you see it in the news? Yeah. It was very interesting that somebody jumps out of some bush somewhere in the dark, tell a guard that he's hungry, he wants blood to drink. Because we praying have ceased. Nobody can drink no blood no more. Because every year, around this time, people have to renew their agreements and their contracts. So some innocent person walking around should get involved in an accident and blood should flow. And once they get blood to drink, they get more stronger. You get it? So no more blood. All these political parties who are engaged in idol worship, no more blood. If it's blood that will make them win election, they will lose in Jesus' name. Yeah. Do you understand? So we are praying, and I want to just give you the opportunity to join. So this one is just by choice. And we already are praying. You actually don't have to. We actually don't need you to join. We have about 70 to 80 people that wake up every time I ask them to wake up to pray. I just want to include you so your spiritual life will be a bit more nicer. You come pray. Today you pray. When you wake up, you're sleeping. Yeah, I want to introduce you to 21st century prayer meetings. Yeah. It's very nice. How many would like to join? You are not on, but you want to join. Those who are not on, they want to join. Only 5 people. Okay, so then I won't add you anyway. Only 5 people. How many want to join? You want to stand? You want to join, please stand. You have a smartphone? Yeah. Can I have the names? I'm sure we know them. Get their names noted so that we add them to the platform. That's good. Is that Alexis? Okay. It'll be good for you. If only you wake up and not sleep. You like sleep? You smiling? You laugh? Hey, Joshua wants to wake up and pray. Why not? Yeah, Joey, this is your disco church. Let's see people's face. You can see? Yeah, do it fast. Quick. And then, wow. No sleeping. Oh, Tamika, you've not been praying. Is that you? Are you behaving yourself? Mary, is she behaving herself? Yeah, she's not behaving herself. She's not. She's not on the workers. Why is she not on the workers? Because she's misbehaving. Have you gotten? How can you pray if you are misbehaving? You don't like misbehaving people on the platform. Like only obedient children. Oh, where's Kuneta? Is she behaving? She's not behaving. Because Mary says she's not behaving. You give her licks, man. That's a small batty she got. Just beat the batty like that. Beat it. Oh, beat it. It's a song. All right, please get their names. Sister Donette, wonderful. Sister Diane. Diane, it's an opportunity. If there's no chance to do Bacenta now, it's an opportunity to pray, isn't it? Yeah, Carol. As for Timika, they will beat you punchy batty. Online beating. Those people don't come for all night. Hey, there is no church. I mean, you people don't understand, though. Where the choir is so... Hey! This is the thing. It's that the choruses don't conform to anything. I'm surprised you don't believe that I can just close down the choir. I'm surprised you don't know that. Yeah, choir, you don't do anything. Please, oh. Hey. Even where are you going? Baby crying? Everett? Baby crying? Okay. Those with first children, you behave like children are gold. You know, when they get, let the second, where's Dwight? Dwight, well, do it quickly. Let the second one come quickly. Yeah. When they have one child like that, they make the one child look like it's gold. A little thing, you're holding the baby like that. Where's Tawana? Where's Kechi? She's not here. I went to one of our branches. Kechi was a praise and worship leader. She was holding her baby and singing, doing praise and worship. Sister Marion was a pastor there. I said, sweetie, what kind of spirit is this? The spirit of the first child. Have you gotten them? Got everybody? All right. Thank you very much. You may be seated. The spirit of the firstborn is gold. Yeah, you can't let the baby down. Ah! Huh, David? The baby is even in the hospital. You can't leave the baby and come to church in Georgetown. You are a child, that's why. He got breastfeed. Okay, all right. I can see the baby pushing out of the shirt. He's a midwife. It can work. Why not? 21st century. All right, so the prayer is very, very important. All right, let me just preach for a few minutes. I don't want to sweat tonight. So help me, God. So we are in 1 Samuel, isn't it? I hear tomorrow is a holiday. Do you want to work tomorrow or you want it free? You want to work tomorrow? The dancing stars, they are doing something. So. You join the work. Okay. We'll see. Let's go, Finger. You want to ask you to come Saturday, you won't come. So tomorrow you have to work. You don't have no holiday because you don't give me your Saturday. Where's Michelle? Postpone everything for the night, not the day. All right. I see some Lindeness around. Where are you? Let me see your face. Lindeness. Okay. Good. So are these the real people from Linden? The rest, they are not. They are grass. And the glory of it. Okay. Thank you. God bless you. All right. Yeah, it's a start. I believe it. Oh, there's one there. Cleone. Okay. You left them when you sit there. Okay, good. But you didn't dance. When you are coming, you should get your costume and come and dance. What do you think? Yeah, wonderful. All right, thank you very much, aircraft engineer. So Samuel also said unto Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king over his people, over Israel. This is just a bonus. In the kingdom of God, whenever somebody is set up above people, above things, it only happens by anointing. You can't be a leader if you are not anointed. You can't be given authority if you are not anointed. Do you get it? So, in the olden days, the king, the priest, and the prophet, before you can assume the office, before you can become effective, you need oil to be poured on you. Do you get it? Only then can you function. That's why God told Moses that the people who help him, the 70 elders, must have the spirit. They must be anointed. The anointing upon your life, they must catch that anointing before they can bear the burden of the people with you. You can't lead without anointing. I said you can't lead without anointing. And when we're talking about anointing, you have to be very, 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 very clear about the principle and the concept of anointing. There's no anointing that is working here than the anointing that is here already. Should I say it again? There's no anointing that can work here than what is working here already. If you catch any anointing, it may not work here. Yeah. The anointing that has broken the grounds 14 years now, that is what Pastor Kid needs. Pastor Kid, I may not have written a book, I may not have done whatever, but those books out there, they don't bring anointing to do some things here. You can read all kinds of fantastic ministers on book and those things don't work. I don't know if you understand what I mean. Because you have to see a practical example of something that has worked and then you follow that particular thing. Otherwise, you will not be fruitful at all. At all, at all, at all, at all, at all, at all. So you need anointing, you need the spirit, isn't it? All right. So he says, now therefore, hearken thou unto the voice of the Lord, voice of the words of the Lord. And thus said the Lord of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel. How he laid wait for him in the way when he came up from Egypt. So God, the prophet Samuel is addressing Saul. And he's telling him how God is saying that there's a group of people called Amalek. And what they did to the people of God when they were on their way from Egypt to Canaan. The Bible says in verse 3, he says, now go and smite Amalek. And utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. Verse 4. And Saul gathered the people together and numbered them in Telem, 200,000 footmen, and 10,000 men of Judah. And Saul came to a city of Amalek and laid wait in the valley. And Saul said unto the Kenites, go, depart, get you down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For you showed kindness to all the children of Israel when they came up out of Egypt. So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites. And Saul smote the Amalekites from Havilah until thou comest to Shur, that is over against Egypt. And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep and of the oxen and of the fatlings and the lambs and all that was good and would not utterly destroy them. But everything that was vile and refuse, that they destroyed utterly. Now, you can go ahead. Let's go. Go. 10. Then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, it repents me that I have set up Saul to be king. For he's turned back from following me and has not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel. And he cried unto the Lord all night. Now, so the Bible is saying here that there's a group of people called Amalekites. And they were very, very wicked to Israel when Israel was on his way from Egypt to Canaan. And so one day God rose up and told Saul that, you know, you Saul, I anointed you to be king. I want you to go and take Amalekites, all of the Amalekites. I want you to just kill everybody. If you can go back to that verse where God explains or brings out all the categories of things and elements that has to go out. Which verse is that? Verse what? 3. Okay. He said, now go and smite Amalek and destroy and utterly destroy, completely destroy all that they have and spare them not. But you should kill man and woman, It's not easy to kill a woman, you know. You see a nice, beautiful woman, you say, come, I go cut off your head. I mean, you can easily say, you know what, you're too beautiful. I'll take you home as my wife. Yeah, you know, something like that. It's just like, ah, a beautiful woman like that, how can I kill you? You could be a good wife. And he says, infant and suckling. It's very wicked to kill a baby that is still breastfeeding. The ox, the sheep, the camel, and the ass. But that is the instruction God gave Saul. Now, tonight, as we still talk about war and warfare, my message for this few minutes is called Your Great Mistake is to Deal with the Enemy in the Spirit of Benevolence. Your great mistake is to deal with the enemy in the spirit of benevolence. Benevolence is another word for kindness. You see, when it comes to dealing with enemies, you don't have to be kind. Because the enemy is not kind to you. When he gets you, he will not be kind to you. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So we are looking at how God, the greatest of all leaders, dealt with an enemy. And from that account now, we have to learn how to also deal with enemies. You can't be kind to enemies. You see, we sometimes get into trouble because we want to be emotional and bring feelings into issues. The Amalek or the Amalekites are a type of devils, a type of demons. Because God said these people really troubled Israel. You see, and demons and the devil is what actually affects us on our way to heaven. As we are born again and we are serving Christ, the only opposition and only trouble comes from demons and from devils. So if you get into contact with a demon, you can say, oh, beautiful demon. Beautiful demon, I can't do anything about you. You can't say that. No, that's, we play with a lot of danger. Oh, some small weed, you say, oh, let me try it. Yes, we play with a lot of danger. I don't like the guy, but let me just spend his money a little bit. There's a woman like that. Christian women. Yeah, you got to go. Sponge. Sponger. Sponger. Fat what? Fat fouling. Yeah, milking the cow. You're milking the cow. No, some people, some Christians are not very careful with the enemy. Now, sometimes when I see people, they play with danger, even in a church. Very casual. Very off guard. Very loose. Very carefree. Anything works. Anything goes. No, when you discover that this is an enemy, you cannot be kind with an enemy. This is the feelings coming. When somebody is killing you or somebody is making your life miserable, you are entertaining feelings. When God realized that Amalek wasn't kind to Israel, he didn't tell Saul that when you go and see the babies, spare the babies. Say, kill the babies. You think God is not kind? Are you kinder than God? Are you kinder than God? Because once you have to deal with the enemy, there's no feelings. When it comes to rebellious people, people who backbite, people who when I'm preaching, they are saying, you can't be kind with them. You can't, you don't deal with the enemy in the spirit of benevolence. People who don't like the church, who say bad things about the church, those who forget, those who pretend, those who are ignorant, disloyal elements, rebellious people, those who betray you and all of that. You can't be kind with those people. And time and time again, it happens in the church. When somebody becomes a rebel and the person is singled out and is disciplined, now you see other people are connected to the rebel. It's like, you are the bad person. They are the kind people. Don't talk about heart. Talk about heart. You have a heart for people. Yeah, if there's one thing I've learned in Guyana, Guyanese don't have heart for nobody. But if you leave Guyanese in one place, they'll kill each other. I tell you. Yeah, totally. Totally. Yeah. I shouldn't take a Guyanese heart. I'm looking for one bad. Yeah. Because sometimes you have people who come to the church. We've been good with them. Have a good relationship. Yes. Then all of a sudden, they turn their back against us. And then we, from our teachings and our knowledge of the scriptures, like what I'm explaining today, we say, okay, you know what? If this is how this person is going to repay good with evil, then this person is cast out. Then you see some people... It's me friend, it's me this, it's me that. You can't tell me what I got for do. It's me friend, we grew up together. God came down and told Samuel, he said, you see your guy, you see the guy you want to pour oil on, the guy that I loved and I trusted to execute all my wishes and my commands, that which I say I want to, that which I told him to do, he feels nice. He thinks that he has a heart. Can you imagine Saul thinks that he's more nicer than God? And that Agag the king should be spared. And that God's instruction, it wasn't what he was saying. He said, it repents me that I have set Saul up as a king. Because when Saul had to deal with the enemy, he wanted to be kind with the enemy. Sometimes you see the devil in your children, you slap them. You people, you are not able to do that. It takes you further into problems. Me, my children, they know. I will cut you off. You can die, I don't care. If you are my child, you try my patience. Oh, please. Don't try. Don't try. No, I can deal with you in just as God wants me to deal with you. I'll cut you off. Totally. If you're a church member and I love you and I'm kind to you and you misbehave, I can't cut you off. No. And I didn't go to school, but I know that when somebody does that, that person is a witch. The PP is a snake. You know PP? Okay. I know why she's laughing. No, let me tell you, any girl who sleeps with any pastor, you should watch it. And any girl who sleeps with any Christian brother, you should watch it. It's not a joke. Why? Why would you come to church and say you're a Christian? Why? I mean, you say you are born again. So if somebody says, you know what? Hi. You say, I'm sorry, excuse me. I didn't put them things. No. I'm serious though. All of you girls who sleep with boys in the church, I have marked you. There's something about you. There's something about you. Don't be in the church and feel proud that we don't make a difference between you and those who don't do those things. We make a difference. What do you mean? You know the Bible more than us. It's the Bible we're using. No. You see, this thing sweet bad. When you taste it, Lord God Almighty. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Now, the interesting thing is that some of these girls, they don't even break you. You see, when you analyze it, you can see the wickedness behind it. Because ask for a boy. 2 minutes.
That's it. Done.
You think 2 minutes will make a woman break?
Never.
Hey, you've not met some serious women before. No, if you won't try some of these women, they can control their orgasm. Yeah. Oh, who said mm-hmm? Yeah, thank you very much. God bless you. God bless you. Yeah, somebody understands what I'm saying. You control it. So you'll be working. You'll be working. When they feel like then they let it go. So I can tell you that act, there was no satisfaction on the part of the girl. It was agendaric. When a prostitute sleeps with a man, the agenda is money. The agenda is not feelings. The agenda is not orgasm. The agenda is that, do quick, let me collect my $50. And that is the type of girls we have around here. This is a nice church, oh. Yeah. Some of you walk with girls like you don't have feelings. You're a robot. You walk with a girl like you're a robot. You don't have feelings. Emmanuel? Is it Emmanuel? Don't you have feelings? You get erection?
What?
Ah. Rolex, do you understand what I'm talking about? Don't you have feelings? Yeah, how old are you now? So look, 16, you're getting big. If you don't take care before, you say you're a Christian, before you do, you don't take care, you see that some girl, East Rumfeld, some girl. You like you chain, and Adam did go chain. Yeah. No, you have to, when you see traits of the devil, don't be kind. Don't be emotional. Don't say, oh man, give you a chance. Give who a chance? God did not give Amalek a chance. No, so you guys, you have to watch the girls around, though. Growing up, it's very difficult to see the skin of a woman. That's why when they sit, they... Not these days that you have to pull it. Those days it was long, so yes. But these days, even some of them who still wear short, or they come to it, something, they cover it. Then you just open up like this. He said, there's no remote control. There's no padlock. The remote is not working. It's just on. I mean, the locks are broken. No, there's something about your inability to control yourself. There's something about that. And it's not just that you just like. You just don't like it. You see, you just don't like that. That's an agenda. Agenda. So you must be warned, boys, girls. The devil is not going to be kind with you when he gets you. No, don't make a mistake at all. If the devil gets you right now, he will remove you. I tell you. We like to be kind. Any food you eat, you licorice. You know, some of you don't discriminate when it comes to food. You have to be careful when it comes to food. Yeah. You know, once upon a time, I had little girls like you in a group. Many years ago, some of them were mermaids. And they used to spread that spirit by combing each other's hair. So you come to church, you've taken the church to be a salon. This is where you comb your hair. You can't plait your hair at home? It's in the church you combing your hair. You know who is combing your hair? When you see a witch, can you see one? If you see a witch, will you notice a witch? So when somebody is touching you like that, would you know that he's a witch? So in order to be saved, no, don't touch my hair. I don't like them things. Because you don't know who is touching and who's not touching you. No, once upon a time, it was like that. And the girls were spreading demons all over. You should come and see, that time I was their pastor here. You should come and see demons. Hey! Demons! When you keep the babies by yourself, they cry when they go to somebody. Yeah. God's response to the Amalekites was utterly destroy. Utterly destroy. So you see somebody who is a liar, peddles lies, somebody who is an accuser, somebody who pretends, don't say give you a chance. Don't say give you a chance. No. No chance giving. It's not like give me a chance. Once you meet the devil, you have to treat the devil like you're treating the devil. You see, even when it comes to relationships, those of you who are young, a wife can control a husband. You see, when you love a woman and you marry the woman, it's very difficult to say no to the woman when she we ask you to do something or she tells you something. It's very difficult. How can you love a woman and the woman is telling you something, you say no? Why, you don't have a heart? But women don't say do something because they love you. They say do something because they want to kill you. Yeah, you are not married. I'm teaching you something. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Think about how Adam ate the apple. Eve was the one who the devil deceived. How did Adam come into the story? Is the what? Is the woman? I'm sure Eve bit the apple. And then she said, take a piece. You know how people just do things. You put it in your mouth and say, you understand what I'm talking about? Yeah. Yeah. And you are not thinking about what is in the mouth. You're thinking about the mouth, brother. The lips. Before you realize something has entered into your. Yeah. No, I have a cousin who used to be a witch. She told me, plain, she says, when a man is doing the thing with me, it's a snake, the man is doing it with her.
My God.
You don't learn to keep your things right in the thing there. Keep it. She says, she used to be a witch. She used to work for the devil. And she would get men any day, anytime, anywhere. And she says, when I sleep with a man, it's the The thing is not the thing. The thing is a snake. So you see a nice girl. I said, what? That's a lotto, $1 million lotto. Jackpot. Jackpot. Well, don't be deceived. Do not be deceived. I'm saying that when God saw the Amalekites were enemies to the Israelites, he gave an instruction. God is the one who created people. For God so loved them, nobody loves people than God. Now, when he identified the enemy, he said, remove them. Remove the enemy. Remove the enemy. So, take it light, man. You know, them children. I don't know the child anymore. It's a demon I know in the child. You know Smith Wigglesworth? You know how he used to heal people? He takes the body and he slams it in the wall. And then they will ask you, what are you doing? You say, I'm beating the demons out of them. The sickness out of them. He said, it's not the person I'm throwing against the wall. It's the demon I'm throwing against the wall. And you see, sometimes when demons manifest and the people are fighting with ashes and all of that, it's not the personal. Yeah, that's why Goldfinger can sweat. Because if it was just a normal fight, you would just slap you or kick you and it's done. You see how some of the people just make you tear your shirt. Some of them will bite you. I was in the Sikubo doing a books conference. And I was just praying for an Indian girl like that. Before I realized, there are two marks here. I took a picture of it. I looked at it. And I realized, this is a cobra. Like that. Two. She just took me by. I laid my hands like that. And then she was just trying to struggle with me. Before I could say Jack Robinson, her fingers or whatever. Two. Here. I have a picture of it. Yeah. Two like that. You see the blood when it was wiped and everything. And clean. You see two. He said, no. When you look at it, you can see that this is a snake bite. Ezekiel. Indian girl. I'm just a pastor. I'm just praying for her. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just praying. Only to get a snake bite. And I'm sure in the spirit realm, if I wasn't anointed, I would have died right there. Yeah. Maybe next day you say, Bishop says he's not feeling well. He's going for checkup. Then they say, the man didn't come back. You'll never understand. You'll never understand. Not knowing that the cobra bit him. So when people manifest like that, hey, you have to treat them well. So sometimes some of you ashes, you like holding people too much. So like you gotta let them fall and hit it, it boons your head. Yeah, especially those who misbehave a lot. Leave them, let them boons their head. Are you with me? Let us not deal gently with the enemy. Anybody who accuses any of us, you shouldn't be friends with them. Your worst enemy can never be your best friend. That's Bob Marley, it's not scripture. Hey, are you not afraid that your worst enemy invites you to a party and says, oh, come, I just want to make it up. We just want to be friends. And I say, oh, you know what? I don't like bearing malice. So let me just go. We'll see where you find yourself. You'll be in heaven or hell somewhere. Yeah, you eat something and that'll be it. Are you there? Don't deal kindly with accusers. Don't deal kindly with those who are disloyal. Those who betray us. Yeah, no, there are a lot of disloyal people who rise up from this place. You have to be careful with them. Once you see that somebody has manifested a disloyal demon, that is where you mark and you avoid. And say, oh, this person used to be nice to me. He used to do this for me. He used to do that for me. It is an enemy. The person is an enemy and it has to be dealt with accordingly. Do not deal mildly with those who leave you. Those who leave you. Those who leave you. Let me not go into those who leave you. Some people leave you and destroy your life and your ministry. That's why you are not nice to your child father. Because he left you. And you don't want to forgive him. And you want us to forgive people who have left us in a church. You compare it and see. Yeah. You know the principle. You're actually living by the principle. It's not fair that you would do that to your child father. You want us to be nice with those who have left us in the church here. Yeah, there are also our child fathers and our child mothers. Yeah. You want to deal with an enemy? Exterminate. Yeah. Exterminate. With enemies, you exterminate. One of our weaknesses as black people is our emotions. Child mother and child father never done. Can done. You are not serious. You are not serious. It's a stupid proverb or byword. You old firewood? It's catch what? Easy catch back? Is that how you live your life? But you live your life by it? Old firewood? Who's the wood? You? Okay, I didn't know you use wood. You're a human being. Yeah? Once you set me up and I didn't burn, I thank God that I'm alive. You can't set me up again. No, I remember how you treated me. And I'll not fall into your trap again. Don't. I will not. Yeah. No. Don't. Oh, you see how a guy, you meet a guy and say he loves you, this, and then you see, and men, we men, when we are having sex with you women, we don't think about children. No. It's you who think about children. Yeah. When you bring children, that's why we run away.
What's our vision?
The vision is not a child. The vision is to break as often as possible. So when you bring a child, that you bring stress. You bring stress. You like baby, you like children. Yeah. When we don't like children. Huh? Yeah. Some of you want to lock us down with a child. But you see, you become an enemy to the child father because he exterminates you from his life. Block you on WhatsApp. When he sees your phone number, he says he's in Bobby's. He says he coming by you just now. 2 years he isn't coming by. Never has money for the child. Yeah. Now with such a behavior, then you meet another guy. He has more sweeter words than the first one. And then you get belly again. Something wrong. You get bite again. Something wrong with you. You have not learned to deal with the enemy and the people who cause your depression and your sadness. You have not learned to deal with them properly. When a man comes around and says, you know what? I've seen your kind before. Yeah, I've seen your type before. I said, I know your kind. I know your type. I ain't get time with you. But some of you is like, oh, maybe this is the right one. You have not recovered yet. This one looks, it looks like it's the right one. Only to be beaten twice. And when you're an apple and then somebody bites part and somebody bites another part, you're good for nothing. Yeah. You're good for nothing. It's a camp. You're good for nothing. Apple biting. Who wants it? Who wants it? That is why I'm sure some of you may like to lock men down. I mean, your motives are right, because who should come and take something that is that's been used like that? Yeah. Is it from tonight we should handle and deal with the devil as we have to deal with the devil? Yeah. When you see an enemy, there's not. It's not you. Some people can easily say, "Oh, how are you as a Christian? You behaving so?" Amen. Just tell the person that you are a baby Christian. You should have been at Inspiration at 7 that night, and hear how God dealt with Amalek. You tell him that I said, Christians must also be angry. The Christian and the devil, you can't be friends with the devil. That is what happened to Samson. You think about it. I mean, I like Samson. He's a nice guy, you know. But the first time Delilah asked him where his strength was, let's say that he was an anointed man, he's a judge, and he didn't know the girl's intentions. But he told the girl where his strength was. He lied. And then he saw the Philistines came. And it didn't work. If Samson had read 1 Samuel, maybe the book was available in his time, he would have said, Amalek. Because first bite, they say something in my local language all the way in Ghana. They say that the foolish man's testicles, you don't step on it two times. Because testicle is painful. When something touches your testicle, it's very painful. Hey, you can black out. That's a woman who learned karate. They are taught to hit between the legs like that. Hey, when you hit there, it's like, by the time you catch yourself, you run, you're gone. Very sensitive area. So there's a proverb in my country, the country where I was born, that even a fool will not allow you to hit there twice. Even a fool, because the thing is painful. Yeah, even he's foolish, his mind is not working well, but the pain is pain. As for pain, it has nothing to do with wisdom or intelligence. Pain is pain. So Samson had it once. The Philistines came. It didn't work. Twice. Why did he trust this woman so much? Because he didn't learn to deal with the enemy the way you have to deal with an enemy. He dealt with Delilah in the spirit of benevolence. He was kind. They're killing you softly. You know there's a song like that. Killing me softly with this. Killing my whole life, isn't it? With his words. Killing me softly. Yeah. Killing me softly. And we'll be playing that thing, the soul, and you'll be enjoying it. Somebody's killing you softly and you are dancing to it. Hey, Lord have mercy on us all. And so, I like that tune. You like that tune? Play the song again. You go to the bar and then karaoke. So you want that song? Kill it me softly. Kill it me softly. Yeah. You're digging your own grave. Yeah.
Hello?
Lady in red. Stand to your feet, please. My time is up. Hallelujah. Yeah. You see, sometimes you have to look at some people and look at how their lives are going and stay away from them. You have to say, you know what? If I look at this guy, the way he's, the path he's on, I don't want to be like that. Don't bring in benevolence. You'll die. You will die. God doesn't want you to do that, but because of your kindness, you will die. And when you die, you say, yeah, oh, come home. It's okay. You wanted to die, so we prepared a place for you already. Come and rest. Next time when you go back, you learn how to do it. Dangerous people the right way. Hallelujah. Father, tonight, thank you for speaking to us. Help us to understand when and how to deal with the enemy. Not in the spirit of benevolence at all. Because when you decided to take away Amalek, you were not happy. It was the end of Saul's ministry. May we not be treated, or may we not treat the enemy in any kind way. Because he is not going to be kind with us if he gets us. Thank you for wisdom. Thank you for knowledge. Thank you for understanding that has come to us tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. You are here tonight. You are not saved. You are not born again. I want to say, Bishop, please pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. If you're here like that, I want to pray with you. Wherever you are, just your right hand up high. Bishop, please pray for me. I want to be born again. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to give my heart to God. Just your right hand. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. If you lifted up your hand, I want to have a close contact. So please come. I want to pray for you. Come. There are some three ladies there. Clap for them as they come. Clap for them. You lifted up your hand. Come to the front. Come close. Let's pray. Clap for them as they come. Wonderful. Clap. God bless you. Wow. God bless you. 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 You are the ones laughing at the back there. Wow, that's nice. Anybody else coming? Come quickly. I want to pray with you. And give your life to Jesus. Come. Come. All right. Close your eyes. Let's pray, ladies. Church, join in as we pray together. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with my heart. And I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. I open my heart and I invite Jesus to come and live in my heart, to be my Lord and my Savior. I believe that from tonight, my life has changed. I am born again. My name is in the book of life. I am a child of God. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760. Or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.